The debate over safe rooms in schools is a debate about balancing safety with cost. And it's spread beyond Oklahoma. In southwest Missouri, officials have built a few school safe rooms already, and they're trying to build more. From member station KSMU in Springfield, Missouri, Scott Harvey reports.
Karina O'Connell is preparing dinner tonight under the pavilion at Phelps Grove Park in Springfield, where she's eating with her 9-year-old twin sons, Samuel and John Patrick. A mixture of curiosity and fear have the boys often going online to track big storms. Their mother says the family's recent addition of a safe room at home helped ease a lot of concerns, especially for John Patrick.
Now that we have our storm shelter, I mean, he was still upset, but once we were in there, you know, we were playing games and, you know, he was very calm. It was a sense of peace for us that we actually have this now.
But when at school at Sunshine Elementary, the O'Connell boys don't have the safest place to ride out a storm. While Springfield has more than 50 school buildings, so far only 3 are equipped with a safe room that meets FEMA 361 standards, a room that can withstand the impact of an EF5 tornado. Dave Bishop is the district's director of facilities. He says when FEMA awarded funding to the district, safe rooms were built at 3 schools.
Couldn't hear yourself think.
One of them is here at Jeffries Elementary, where Bishop is showing off a safe room that was built from pre-stressed concrete with straps at the ceiling capable of withstanding wind shear. FEMA's $1.6 million grant paid for 75% of the cost of this room, which also serves as the school's gymnasium and can protect about 500 people. When school's not in session, it serves as a shelter for residents within a half-mile radius.
We were able to take a matching grant of 25%. And build this room, which I think speaks for itself. It's a very nice facility, and it provides some peace of mind.
Springfield Public Schools has applied for additional FEMA funds to build safe rooms in another 3 schools. As for the buildings that don't have active safe rooms, Bishop says the district has a crisis plan tailored to each site, placing students where structure and building materials are the strongest. But after the storm in Oklahoma, Karina O'Connell is considering a different plan for her children.
I think I might be looking at the weather a little closer and then possibly taking them out of school in order to get them in my shelter.
Helen Grant didn't have that option. Her 2 daughters attend Central Elementary in Moore, Oklahoma, which has no safe room and was placed on lockdown before Grant ever had a chance to pick them up. After seeing the destruction at Plaza Towers in Briarwood Elementary, she decided to sign a petition that calls on Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon to require all schools in the state to build safe rooms.
And even if the money is hard to come by, I'm sure they can find a way to pay for this.
My name is Bob Roberts. I'm the emergency manager for Tulsa Public Schools.
While Roberts hopes to someday have safe rooms in all Oklahoma schools, he's concerned about how to pay for them.
We have to look at what's the most effective thing we can do with the money we have available.
If nothing else, says Roberts, he believes schools should be reinforced to better withstand a storm's impact.
Here's the first safe room we ever had tested.
Back in Springfield, Missouri Storm Shelter's founder Jeff Olson is in his showroom pointing out the damage to a steel shelter caused when a 2x4 was shot at 100 miles per hour, part of testing performed on the safe rooms he builds for homeowners. These are the kinds of shelters that Moore, Oklahoma's mayor says he'd now like to require in every new home built there. But when Joplin, Missouri officials tried to do just that following the devastating tornado there 2 years ago, its city council deemed that making that mandatory would be too expensive for home builders. For NPR News, I'm Scott Harvey in Springfield, Missouri.